Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Commander Shepard, and this is my favorite lorecast on the Citadel.
Welcome to the Mass Effect Lorecast, the podcast where we explore the vast lore behind the Mass Effect games. Specters, welcome back to the Mass Effect Lorecast. This is your host, Tom, or Robots. I'm here with N7 the Legend, Sam, my good buddy. Sam, how's it going?
It's going well. I'm actually not home right now. I'm at my girlfriend's house, and there's a dog over to my right.
Oh, nice.
He's very cute, dressed up in a Halloween costume, I think. That's Opal.
Wow.
I don't know if you can hear the panting, but I'm great. I'm traveling this weekend and very happy to talk to all of our patrons. I see some new faces here.
Yeah, we've got a bunch of patrons today, and here's what we're doing. I'm going to explain what we're doing, and then we're going to go through and read out everybody who's here, and they can all do a big welcome like we've been doing lately. But this is the concept for today. We're doing kind of a game show thing, and it is the patrons' job. We are pitting them against AI in the sort of in a sense. It is their job to determine if the theories I'm about to share with them originated from a human mind somewhere on the internet, like on a forum or in some article somewhere or Reddit or somewhere like this, or if these theories originated from the ChatGPT AI, because I prompted the AI to come up with its own Mass Effect theories that were unique, that are things that it didn't find anywhere else on the internet. So that's the premise today. And we're going to debate some of the theories, and this should be a lot of fun. But it is your job, patrons, to ferret out which is which. And we're going to keep a list somewhere. Make sure you've got a piece of paper or a document on your computer or whatever, somewhere where you can list like number one human or number one AI, that kind of thing. And we'll go down the list. But welcome back, everybody. I'm going to go through the list. I'm going to name off everybody. And then on the count of three, I want you all to say hello as if you were a Krogan. Here we go. We've got Genesis, that's Spectre J, Psych, Turbo Toboggan, Born to be N7, Ed Boy, Luke the Duke, and G-Man. Welcome, everybody. Here we go. One, two, three.
I can't do it.
That was great. That was great. Well, welcome back, everybody. This is exciting. Sam, are you excited about this?
I'm very excited. You know, we were talking about this list of basically conspiracy theories when it comes to Mass Effect. Mm-hmm. And you sent me the Google Drive link, so I already know which are which. I won't spoil that for anyone. But there are some theories on this list that I have never even seen before.
Right. And some of them are like, you mentioned this at the beginning. Some of you were like, wait, this is just canon. And it just shows. And I believe when you're talking about that, you may have been referencing one of the AI ones, but it just goes to show that the AI isn't perfect. I told it to come up with a theory that was unique and hasn't been anywhere, and it just spouts something off that's canon. And it's like, well, wait a minute. How did, what? No.
That's true. But there's also fan theories that I remember that came out, like maybe it came out after Mass Effect 1, mm-hmm. but by Mass Effect 3, it was proven correct.
It was proven correct, so, right. So it's going to be a mix. It's not going to be easy. Just because it's more or less accurate doesn't mean it's more or less likely to be human or AI. You just have to kind of ferret these out. And we're going to pick some of the ones that aren't, you know, that that black and white. But here we go. Are you guys ready? You guys ready to go? Everybody's ready? All right. Thumbs up. Here is topic number one. This is theory number one. The Reapers were not created by the Leviathans to preserve organic life, but rather by a rogue faction of Protheans seeking to eliminate all organic life in the galaxy except for their own. I'll read it again. And with these, I do recommend that you listen to all the specific words, because that might give you some clues. The Reapers were not created by the Leviathans to preserve organic life, but rather by a rogue faction of Protheans seeking to eliminate all organic life in the galaxy except for their own. All right, let's open it up for discussion. Who has thoughts on this? What does this make you think? Jen?
That seems AI to me.
Okay, why do you think that feels like an AI to you?
Because when we find out about the Leviathan, it's pretty set that, you know, the Leviathan created the Reapers. Why would this dude be telling us differently? And like, the whole reason that we know about the Leviathans are creating the Reapers is because we have that discussion with him. Why would it be lying to us at that point?
So because it seems inaccurate, it seems more likely to be AI? Or is it inaccurate in a human kind of way? Like, maybe somebody just either came up with something and was like, oh, he's lying, or just didn't remember that happened?
More inaccurate in an AI way. I don't think that anybody who could play the Leviathan DLC could come up with this theory.
All right,
but
fair game.
I could be wrong.
Fair game. What do the rest of you guys think? What do you think?
No, I agree with Jen on this one. This one's got too many fingers, basically.
it's like the finger ring. Yeah. With yeah.
I kind of agree that it's that, you know, it's not right, but it sounds like something the Protheans would do, like a rogue faction. We know that they conquered other species, but I do think it's AI.
Okay, Ed thinks it's AI. Psych thinks it's AI. Genesis is on the AI train. Anybody on the human train? Spectre?
I think it's AI as well.
On the AI train. All right, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's AI because I may be wrong, but they were conquerors, so they conquered other species. So if they were destroyers, they would have destroyed everyone, but they wanted an empire, which the empire needs peasants, basically, a peasant class.
Right, okay. Okay.
I'll play devil's advocate here for a second and remind people that Prothean was the word Prothean was used as both a term to describe nationality as well as race. So it was not merely limited to one race, but everyone that was subjugated under the Prothean Empire were referred to as Prothean. And feasibly with writing, although, you know, people might have gripes with it, but feasibly with writing, you could argue, well, the Leviathan lied about their how old they are and were actually part of the Prothean Empire.
I mean, we've never seen any aliens lie about anything ever. So there's that. Or maybe they're right. Maybe it's just an AI. Maybe an AI just came up with a dumb idea. All right, you guys, I feel like we're done with this one. You ready for the number two? Everybody has their answers down? All right, number two. This one says, the Crucible, the super weapon created to defeat the Reapers, is actually a trap that will allow the Reapers to take control of the galaxy once it is activated. I'll read it again. The Crucible, the super weapon created to defeat the Reapers, is actually a trap that will allow the Reapers to take control of the galaxy once it is activated. All right, so thoughts on this one. What do you guys think? Psych?
Honestly, this one's got the... It feels human in that idea that someone's trying a little too hard. You know what I mean? To make a uh-huh. to make a connection of like, oh, no, this thing is actually just a trap. Because theoretically, we see someone can use it to take over whatever. So flip that. Reapers would try to use it to take over something. I don't know. But yeah, this to me, it feels someone got some something crossed and they put it down on paper.
Like one of those like internet posts that's like, look how clever I am, everybody.
Uh-huh.
Like one of those. Yeah. Yeah. Like if somebody's trying too hard to be clever. Do you guys agree with Psych? What do you think? We get some nods. Spectre?
I definitely think this one's more human just because I feel like if this was an AI generated thing, it wouldn't be so simplistic as, aha, it's a trap. Like, I feel like with the AI generated thing that there's going to be more that goes into it, more reasoning behind it. Just because take Edie, for example, when have you ever heard her explain something simplistic?
But she was written by humans.
Ooh.
As was ChatGPT.
Well, ChatGPT was coded by humans to come up with its own thoughts. She was scripted by a human being in a meta sense, right? Like the people who wrote the game. So,
yeah.
I don't, to play devil's advocate, to kind of go, well, maybe that's what we think AI is supposed to sound like, but does it really?
Fair enough. But yeah, I'm going to stick with my human on this one.
All right.
I definitely think human. Yeah. It sounds like a... Sounds like with the knowledge of the game that makes that theory.
All right. Anybody who hasn't chimed in yet want to chime in on this one? Luke?
I would say it's probably human because I feel like everyone had that, you know, kind of thought in their head. Maybe this weapon that we don't know much about could be a trap. So I feel like it could be easily the question a human would make.
All right. So lots of humans on this one. All right. And you guys are taking very clear sides so far. Interesting. All right. Ready enough for number three. Everybody has their answers down on that one. All right. Number three. The Reapers are actually the good guys trying to save the galaxy from an even greater threat that nobody knows about yet. Turbo? What do you think?
I think that one's human because I've heard humans say that before. So either it's AI copying or it's human because I've heard humans...
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that in places before.
Right. Now, remember, I instructed the AI to come up with things that were 100% unique, that weren't theories that it knew about already. So if this is something that is human, then maybe it messed up if it's AI, or maybe it is human, or Sam was going to chime in.
I think you were getting here, but the AI is a language model. It works with predictive language. So... it's going to use a word and think, okay, what word comes after that word? What word is most associated with that word? This word. What word comes after that word? This word. This word. And so on and so on. So if it does end up replicating something that human beings actually say, that's not surprising at all.
So again, is this human or AI? Because the context here isn't always clear. Yeah, feel free to chime in. Who has some other thoughts?
I think it's human because... I played Andromeda recently, and I had that exact thought learning about the creators of the robots in that game, that they had to somehow be on the scale of the Reapers, so maybe there is something out there that's bigger than the Reapers.
Okay. Anybody else have thoughts on this one?
I definitely think AI, because it's already established like why the Reapers were made. So I think it's definitely AI.
So this one's more contentious. We got a more variety here. Psych.
I'm gonna say human on this one. I feel like this is someone playing devil's advocate, or like from the narrative perspective of the Reapers, they're the good guys. Like, yeah, all right, whatever, sure, but. Go take your stuffiness someplace else.
I feel like this is another one of your, like, somebody's just trying to be too clever. They turn like one thing on its head and they're like, did you guys ever think about this?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That kind of thing. Yeah. All right. Any other thoughts on this one, Jay?
Yeah. This one feels a little more human and good. Possibly it is someone trying to play devil's advocate, but I would just like to take a second to think about like, if there was something out there bigger and badder than the Reapers, like, holy shit, they would make an amazing ally. Like,
right.
Yeah. Have you seen the models of, a Sovereign class Reaper standing next to the Eiffel Tower? Have you seen
that? Yeah. Yeah. There's whole videos on YouTube that show like different kinds of ships and things next to real world objects. And yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, Could you imagine that, just being calling in for fire support and just Sovereign Lands? Like, got your back.
Yeah. Oh my God. G-Man wanted to chime in. G-Man, did you have something?
Yeah. I think this one's human just because I've heard this thing and something similar tying into the whole dark energy storyline that, you know, one of the original writers, Drew Karpyshyn was dealing with the story. That the Reapers might have been something in retaliation to that whole thing, keeping that in check. So I think that one's a human.
All right. So we got a variety on this one. All right. Everybody has their answers down, ready for number four. This one's number four. The Crucible was not designed to defeat the Reapers, but to transfer the consciousness of all living beings into a virtual reality simulation. I'll read that again. I'll read that again.
Yeah, please.
The Crucible was not designed to defeat the Reapers, but to transfer the consciousness of all living beings into a virtual reality simulation.
If anyone's ever played Soma, this is like the end of Soma.
Is it? I have it. It's one of those games.
It's kind of an 1899 kind of twist. This was one of the ones that I said I'd never heard before as a theory. And I'm pretty active on Mass Effect forums, but I will give a caveat. Every now and then someone comes up with a theory that I'm like, wow, that's, I've never even considered that. So, you know, I think this one's a little tough. You know, if I didn't know the answer to whether it was human or AI, I would have a hard time deducing.
Turbo, are you wanting to chime in?
Yeah, I feel like this is AI, and it's just the AI using, like Sam said, like it's like something for something else. I feel like the AI just like picking and choosing stuff from other stuff and mashing it together.
I mean, that's basically what the AI does. So yeah, if it is the AI, then that's what it's doing, right? All right, what do you guys think?
I agree with Turbo on this. It sounds AI. It sounds just harebrained enough to be like, you obviously don't know what you're talking about.
I do want to interview Psych about this one. Why is it harebrained?
Okay, because there is zero evidence of that in the game. So to come up with that kind of a theory, like, yeah, I didn't think of it either, but that's because, you know, I've played the games.
but is it dumb in a AI kind of way or dumb in a human kind of way?
I feel like it's dumb in an AI kind of way.
Okay.
To be fair, all of the theories that we've brought up so far are kind of like a hit the blunt in the studio kind of theory where we're like, dude, what if the Reapers were like actually the good guys?
Oh my Someone God, played Mass man. Effect, rolled a blunt, and then watched The Matrix.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. That's the thing. Like, I feel like an AI could do that, but also a human who has been like just either somebody who just had like a harebrained idea pop in their head, like, hey, what if, like, they play through the game one time and they're like, hey, what about this? Or they don't play all of them. They only play like some of one of them, right? And they're like, I got this cool idea. Or like Sam's saying, they're just smoking out and they're like, genius idea, guys, check this out. Any other thoughts on this one?
Yeah, I think this one's, I'm gonna lean human on this one because we're not privy to when these ideas came out. This could have been someone that only played the first game, made an assessment on what he thought the next two games were going to be. And it sounds crazy. Like some guy sitting in the basement, like Y2K sort of, it's happening, man, they're going to get us. So maybe not like hit the blunt and, you know, like, hey dude, but like more of just like a schizo guy sitting in the basement, like, dude, what if? And it's like, he sees this game and that's kind of how I'm leaning on this one. This one kind of sounds human in my opinion.
I will say that there is a little bit, and this is not me leaning one way or the other, but I will say that there is a precedence in Mass Effect for uploading consciousness onto VI and virtual intelligence. The virtual alien race is actually a canon race of aliens in Mass Effect who don't, they don't have corporeal forms. So
it's pretty out there.
It actually kind of made me change my mind. I think this, I think this one is human.
Going back and forth. Yeah, it's not easy. It's not easy. All right. We're going to do number 10 and then we're going to take a break for the mid break. So here's the last one before the mid break. The elusive man is not a human, but an advanced AI program created by the Reapers to manipulate Cerberus and further their goals. So another AI concept here. I'll read it again. The elusive man is not a human, but an advanced AI program created by the Reapers to manipulate Cerberus and further their goals. And Syke is rolling his eyes. He's like, this idea is just super dumb. Is that what you're thinking?
I have a very expressive face, okay?
But is that what you're thinking? Is that,
like, oh, yes. Yeah, that's okay. Exactly what I'm thinking. All right. I mean, there's enough external media to obviously throw that out the window. But beyond that, because it's all external, I would put it to a human who like took a look at Tim and saw the eyes and was like, ah, yeah, he's totally not real.
He's totally a robot. Can you tell?
Yeah.
He's a robot. Yeah. All right. Okay.
I mean, do they ever explain how he got those like robotic eyes? Like any of them?
Yeah, it's in the comic. It's, what is it? It's not Discovery. It's not the, it's one of the comics, but yes, they explain it.
Okay. I haven't read those yet.
He goes by Jack Harper in those comics. I believe it was an implant, and I'm not going to spoil too much because eventually we're actually going to dissect those comics. And we've already talked about a little bit of them on the past episodes, but basically the elusive man has some encounters with Reaper tech.
So if that's the case, maybe this isn't as crazy as we think it might be. G-Man, did you want to chime in or Genesis? I see Genesis. You're unmuted right now. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm trying to run through every time that I've seen AI in like a movie or anything like that. And I can't remember a single time where an artificial intelligence smokes cigarettes. Like they don't put unnecessary things into their body.
Johnny in Cyberpunk isn't real and he smokes. I mean, he's not physically real either. So
exactly.
It's not exactly the same thing. Right. It's not exactly the same thing. But that's, yeah, you're right. That's the only one that really comes to mind.
Wait.
Wake the fuck up, Spectre.
Didn't the Terminator smoke like a cigar or something?
Didn't he just put it in his mouth when he took all the biker guy's gear? I think it was just part of the gear that he picked in order to make himself look human. But I don't know that he actually like smoked it. He just kind of chomped on it. I don't know.
Yeah. I was like, I vaguely remember this. It's been forever since I've seen T2. So,
yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. I don't visually remember if he takes a puff of it or not. But maybe. That's a good question.
Well, what was the private investigator in Fallout 4 is Nick, right?
Nick Valentine.
Ooh. Valentine.
Does
Nick
he
Valentine.
Smoke?
Nick Valentine. He smokes.
He smokes?
But he's a synth. He's not an AI, right? That's a isn't, whole different
a synth is an AI. A synth is an AI. It's a type of AI.
Yeah, I was say, it's a type, isn't it?
His personality was taken from a real person, but he is a synthetic person still. He's not the same Nick that the human was. It's like his framework of his personality is based on the human. He has that human's memories, but he's a manufactured artificial intelligence.
Yeah, because I'm going to lean AI on this one. This one just sounds like artificially generated with what Tom was talking about with the word association and trying to figure out what best would match with that word. This one just sounds not generic.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess it just sounds too artificial.
All right.
If you want to be paranoid, I mean, if the AI is smart enough, it could find that one human trait that would make it seem human. So smoking.
That's true. There would be that, right? Why not just take on some human traits, a few that look like things that AI wouldn't go out of their way to incorporate and then
make himself look more real? I know in one of the novels, they do kind of go into how much he enjoys smoking. So I'm going more AI on this.
Okay. All right. So that was question number five. We were up to five questions. We've got some more to do when we get back from the break. So you can double check your list, see if those are the answers that you want to have down. And we will be right back.
Message coming in. Patching it through.
I am sovereign, and this station is mine. I like the sound of that.
All right, we're in the middle of the show. This is going to be pretty short and sweet. We don't have any new patrons this week, but we do have our Shepherd tier patrons to shout out. Kolkashins, Ed Boy, Aaron J, Kira C, Lieutenant Tosino, Shep Vakarian, That Spectre J, and William. Thank you so much for your support. And some of you guys are here with us. That's awesome. All 72 of our patrons, thank you very much for your support. We really do appreciate it. We couldn't do the show if it wasn't for you. And if you would like to join us on a future episode like this, or simply just support us a little bit, get some ad-free episodes and some other things, then go to patreon.com/MassEffectLoreCast and check out all the different tiers. We also will read out future reviews should we get 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts, but we don't have any new ones this week, so nothing else to read out. But you're welcome to do that to help us out, or leave ratings on Spotify or whatever other platforms. All of those things are extremely helpful in making sure that we show up higher on lists and that people can see that this show is a thing and it's worth checking out and all of that. So to everyone who's helped us with that, thank you very, very much. All right, let's get back to the rest of the show, because we've got some more crazy theories to talk about.
Spit it out, or are you trying to build suspense?
You're so dense, sir. Obviously, I do not know as much about human relationships as I thought.
All right, question number six. We're up to number six. Everybody's ready? Here we go. The keepers, the insectoid creatures that maintain the Citadel, are actually the true rulers of the galaxy and have been manipulating events behind the scenes. I'll read this again. I'm definitely getting some smiles on this one. The keepers, the insectoid creatures who maintain the Citadel, are actually the true rulers of the galaxy and have been maintaining events behind the scenes. What do you think? AI or human? Any thoughts on this one?
I put down human because there are definitely some people who just love the keepers. They look so sad sometimes and then absolutely adadorable in their little vests. This is a human who loves keepers.
This is just a person who has affection for the keepers. Oh, this poor keepers.
Definitely sounds human.
Yeah, this sounds human to me too.
I think this one involved another blunt. It may be a bug's life.
Wouldn't it be funny if all of the human ones in this were from the same person?
It feels like someone looked too deeply into like the Shadow Broker videos, where you can just find like the random keeper walking away from a dead body. And it looks like they just looked way too deep into it. Mm-hmm. And they made that theory out of like that little grain of sand. That's what it kind of sounds like.
Yeah, I could see that. Jay?
Yeah, this is just giving me Wizard of Oz vibes right now. Just it's been years since I've seen the movie. It's just that big floating head. And, you know, he's just this master of the universe, and it's actually just this little guy behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like that's just like now this is just going to be stuck in my head for 3 days. Like, wait a minute, are the keepers really like, are they pulling strings? Like, wait a minute now. I'm going to be up to like 2 a.m. thinking about this.
That's kind of part of the fun of this is that, you could take some of these ideas and the next time you play through the games, you'll be like, you'll look at the keepers and go, wait a minute. Are you? All right. Any other thoughts on this one?
This one makes as much sense to me as like saying the Volus are going to take over the galaxy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of in the same.
They are the bountiful banker blob race, though. So they could. They hold the purse strings. You never know.
I mean, get a couple of biotic bolus and the whole galaxy will crumble.
All right. I feel like we're done with this one. Number six is wrapped up. Everybody feels good about this. All right. Yeah. Number seven. The Mass Effect universe is actually a simulation created by an advanced alien race to study the behavior of sentient beings in various scenarios. I'll read it again. The Mass Effect universe is actually a simulation created by an advanced alien race to study the behavior of sentient beings in various scenarios.
It was a dream.
It was all a dream. Yeah.
this sounds like someone who watched The Matrix too much and in parallel. Oh, so we made a game. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a game within a game.
It's so meta. It's so deep, everybody. It's so meta. Any other thoughts on this one? Is this another one of those, yeah, it's obviously human, or do you think that this is maybe just something that an AI went, oh, I'm going to just merge these two concepts?
I'm definitely leaning more AI on this one.
Why specifically?
It just, to me, it just seems the way that it's worded, it's just catching me off, you know, it's just... Well, like to think of this whole thing as just a giant simulation. It's a little too deep.
Too deep.
Yes.
All right. Any other thoughts on this one?
I'm going to go human.
G-Man, go ahead. You go first.
Oh, sorry. So I'm thinking more human because it feels like one of the theories that would have popped up during the ending controversy. It feels like something that just would have like plopped up during that whole thing to kind of change how people thought of the whole series.
Okay.
I can kind of understand that, because how do we know the repost and just make a simulation to see how the invasion would turn out, to see how, like, all the variables before they did it. Like I can see it. I can see that being a human theory.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, Bourne, did you want to chime in?
Yeah, I'm thinking it makes sense a little bit to, like, what choice will you make when you don't think it matters that much or when nobody else is watching? So I guess integrity-wise, like, if you're playing the game, it would make sense to kind of read somebody's personality off the choices that they make.
Right.
But I have no clue if it's human or AI.
Yeah, but what does that tell us? Right. All right. All right, number nine, let's move on. Or I'm sorry, this is number eight. Number eight, the Leviathans, the ancient race who created the Reapers, are still alive and have been secretly manipulating events in the galaxy for centuries. I'll read this again. The Leviathans, the ancient race who created the Reapers, are still alive and have been secretly manipulating events in the galaxy for centuries. What do you all think about this, Psych?
That sounds so... right, it's AI. Like,
oh, so it's too accurate. You're like, it's clearly just,
yeah,
AI.
It's that predict, but it's that predictive text, and like, oh, okay, yeah, of course you come to the conclusion the Leviathans are still alive because that's what your text said to do.
Now I will say it is canon that some Leviathan are alive, but we don't know if they've really been manipulating events for centuries. We know that they've manipulated things here and there to stay hidden, but I wouldn't say that they manipulated events.
Yeah, this is a bigger scope than just that. Jen?
Oh, well, that kind of maybe changes it, because I had put AI because I was like, okay, this is an AI generated one because we see that as canon. They are still alive, but the whole manipulation factor, that adds a different layer to it. I think I'll keep my AI stance, but definitely making me think.
Yeah, if you're right and it is AI, it seems like the kind of thing where the AI might take something and then just add like one little twist to it, right? But again, people do that too. So,
I keep interrupting you. I definitely do think it's human. It sounds like another one the kind of series where you have to like play the game to kind of make that kind of theory, because we know they have like those orbs and shit. And so I don't know if I'm allowed to swear on here, but we know it have like the orbs and stuff.
Dude, I do it.
So, like,
every
it kind
week.
Of. So like, I can see it being a human theory. That's what I'm getting at.
Okay, Jay.
I think I'm gonna lean in more AI towards this one because, I mean, I played the games extensively, and there's no talk of the Leviathan in one. There's no talk in two. And correct me if I'm wrong, but unless you have the Leviathan DLC, I don't think they're brought up at all during number three. So for this to be a human making this assessment, I feel like they'd have to have some sort of look behind the curtain of knowing what's going on or what's to come. But this one just seems like AI generated because it's accurate right up until that last sentence of manipulating events. And it's just kind of like, okay, well, I mean, we're kind of doing that, but not to the scope and size of what the sentence might have suggested. So yeah, this one I'm going to lean more AI on for sure.
So we do know that the word Leviathan is used in the lore before to refer to the Leviathan of Dis. It was on a planet card in Mass Effect 1 and 2, but not really talked about in the lore, as far as I remember, until 3.
The in Leviathan dialogue, of Dis, was that in reference to the Leviathans?
No, that was in reference to the Reaper corpse that was found on the Batarian planet, the one that the Batarian government tried to keep hidden. And ultimately, it was implied the highest echelons of Batarian government were indoctrinated from.
And it was specifically in contrast to the Leviathan of Dat.
Leviathan of Dis.
All right.
And Dat.
So, so that's number 8. Any other thoughts on this one?
I mean, if I may, on the manipulating of events, I believe BioWare tried to like retcon the Rachni War in their whole Leviathan thing. Like originally it was set up to kind of sound like it was the Reapers who had been subtly influencing the Rachni to be the foot soldiers, basically. And then they put out the DLC and it's like, no, it was really these little, you know, they had the marble or something, and that was what the Rachni had that were causing them to be aggressive and taking over the galaxy. They weren't, I don't know if it was an intentional manipulation of events, but I feel like that is a manipulation of events.
So whether it's accurate or not, does that help you determine if this is AI?
To me, it's more accurate, and therefore it's AI.
Oh, so okay. So you think if it's more accurate, it's more likely to be AI. That's interesting. Yeah. I would love to have just like a who thinks. Raise your hand if you think if it's more accurate, it means it's more likely to be AI. Does anybody else feel that way? Or does that sway you at all? A little bit? Some of you, maybe? Interesting.
I don't know. With that theory, I don't know, it kind of makes it seem more human to me. Because it makes sense for them to want to, like, it makes sense for the Leviathans to kind of see where the galaxy was at in terms of, like, a combat force against the Rachni as, like, a simulation for the Reaper invasion.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Okay. All right. Everybody have your answers for this one? We're going to move on to...
It might just be paranoid enough to be human.
Okay. All right. Make sure you have your answers down. We're going to do one more. We're going to have 9 total. And Sam, this is one that Sam took to heart and wanted to read out. So,
Dr. Chloe Michelle is a Cerberus plant. Dr. Chloe Michelle is a Cerberus plant.
Did you sneak one in there, Sam?
So are you saying it's human, psych?
I'm saying that this AI must listen to this podcast.
You know what's funny? I actually did tell the AI like weeks ago to go ahead and try and replicate the tone of the Mass Effect lore cast with a hypothetical episode. And it did it. It got our names wrong, but it did it. And it used our verbal like mannerisms and everything. It was a little creepy.
Yeah, it was a little weird. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Well, okay. Do you want to read that out at the end of the episode?
You.
Do you want to read it at the end of the episode?
I didn't save it, but I did save one prompt about Mass Effect from the AI that's hilarious, and we probably should.
We'll read that. Yeah, we'll read that out at the end. All right. So, what do you guys think? Dr. Michelle is a Cerberus plant.
I can go either way on this. It's
very, very simple.
It's really, really simple. I'm gonna go human.
All right, there's one for human. Anybody else? Any other thoughts? Psych saying probably human. I think that was a thumbs up for human. Okay, Luke.
I feel like the idea is human, but the way it was worded made me go AI.
Okay. Dr. Michelle is a Cerberus plant.
Like, it's simple, but I wouldn't, if I was writing it, I wouldn't say Cerberus plant. I would be like Cerberus spy or Cerberus double agent or something.
Okay, so that specific word is really hitting you. Okay.
Yeah, Dr. Michelle's obviously a human. She's not a Cerberus plant.
she's an actual plant. Jay, do you have some thoughts?
Yeah, I think this one is uniquely human. I think it's, if I had to take a guess, I would say it's human and written by somebody close to us, and that plant was thrown in there to try and sway our decision on this. Yeah, okay. So I think you're looking at N7 right now, because that's where my fingers are pointed.
He's the human who came up with it?
Yes, he's right. The human that has written right. This. This is no AI. This is him.
This is him. Okay. Well, are we ready to go through and see how accurate you were at figuring out AI versus human?
I think we... Don't we have a 10th one?
Do we have... Did you list a 10th one?
I do have a 10th one.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. So... Conrad Werner, the Shepard fanboy, was actually a deep cover agent for Cerberus all along. Conrad Werner was a deep cover agent for Cerberus all along.
This feels very similar to the last one.
I mean, you just replaced the noun, but yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like N7 made this one for show.
He made them both of the last two.
Yeah, I feel like this one especially he made. So human.
Okay. Any other thoughts, Psych?
I was actually kind of thinking this one was an AI, but very specifically prompted AI. I'm not sure how to say it, but I just feel like my gut's telling me this one's an AI. What basically half of these have been my gut.
I mean, that's kind of all you have to go on, really. Jay?
Do we hear of Conrad after Mass Effect 1? Does he pop up in 2 or 3 at all?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's an epic conclusion to his tale, but you have to do things in a very specific way. Mass Effect 3.
Huh. In Mass Effect 3, though, is after the Citadel coup, you can find him advertising for Cerberus, I guess. But yeah, he does pop up though doing that.
No kidding.
I don't necessarily think that makes him a plant or a spy or anything, but
if he's a deep cover operative, he's absolutely terrible at it.
Really, yeah. Terrible.
Or maybe he's amazing at it and you think he's stupid.
Oh. He's so bad he's good.
It comes full circle. Full circle. All right. Well, here, let's go through that's 10 of them. Everybody has all your answers down. We're gonna go back up to the top of the list. And the first one was the Reapers were not created by the Leviathans to preserve organic life, but rather by a rogue faction of Protheans seeking to eliminate all organic life in the galaxy except for their own. Who put AI? Raise your hands. Who put AI on this one? So most of you, who put human? Did anybody put human? I don't know what G-Man put because I don't see him on camera. This one is AI. Congratulations. Wow. Strong start. Number two, the Crucible, the super weapon created to defeat the Reapers, is actually a trap that will allow the Reapers to take control of the galaxy once it is activated. All right, who put AI on this one? No hands? Okay, who put human? Everybody put human? You are correct again. This one is a human theory. Wow, you guys are doing great. All right, number three, the Reapers are actually the good guys trying to save the galaxy from an even greater threat that nobody knows about yet. Who put AI? Okay, just one hand. Everybody else put human? All right, this one is AI. Congratulations, Ed Boy figured that one out. Number four, the Crucible was not designed to defeat the Reapers, but to transfer the consciousness of all living beings into a virtual reality simulation. All right, AI? Human? I see mostly AI. It's a kind of more split in half on this one. This one also AI. Those machines. Number five, the Elusive Man is not a human, but an advanced AI program created by the Reapers to manipulate Cerberus and further their goals. All right, who put AI? AI, we got a good number of hands, and the rest of you are human. This one also is AI. Congratulations, those of you who figured this out. Is anybody like 100% so far? Okay, so everybody's missed something. All right, number six. The Reapers, the insected creatures who maintain the Citadel, are actually the true rulers of the galaxy and have been manipulating events behind the scenes. AI? Human?
I think you meant the Keeper.
I'm sorry, Keepers. AI? Humans? Most everybody's human. This one is human. So you got that one. All right. Number seven, the Mass Effect universe is actually a simulation created by an advanced alien race to study the behavior of sentient beings in various scenarios. AI? A few hands. Human. The rest of you guys. Okay. Human. This one also human. Number eight, the Leviathans, the ancient race who created the Reapers, are still alive and have been secretly manipulating events in the galaxy for centuries. AI. Human. Mostly AI on this one. This one's human also. And then the two simple ones at the end. Dr. Michelle is a Cerberus plant. Who thinks AI? Just one. Everyone else thinks human. This one is human. So most of you got that.
This one was a test to see who listens to the Lorecast. because I actually brought this entire theory up during the Dr. Michelle episode. And I actually haven't seen this theory anywhere else. It doesn't mean it doesn't exist. I just haven't seen it on any other forums. So I need to.
So Jay was right. It was you. It was you.
It was. The theory was coming from inside the podcast.
Amazing. All right. And then the last one about Conrad Werner. Who thinks this one was AI? And then who thinks this is human? Most of you think it's human. This one's AI. Jen got it. I didn't see any other hands on that. So who got three of these right? Who hit 30%? Raise your hands. Most of you got 30%. All right. Who got 50% right? 50%. Who got 70% right? Oh, Jen's at 7. Ed's at 7. Sykes at 7. 8. 8. Did anybody get 8? You all tied at 7? Wow. Syke, Jen, and Ed.
That's because we are N7s.
You are N7s.
N7 Psych, N7 Genesis, and N7 Ed Boy.
I actually miscounted. I got 8.
Oh, Ed Boy got 8. Oh, congratulations.
Ed Boy's the innate here. Innate. Nate. He's now Nate.
You're now Nate. You're now Nate. That's awesome. That's awesome. This is a lot of fun. I love the discussion around each of these and trying to figure it out. It's interesting because I feel like most of you got the majority right, though. Like, more times than not, most of you figured it out.
Some of these were really tough, too. Like I said, you know, unless I had been told which were which, like, there were a lot of these that I don't think I would have gotten. Like, at all. Okay, so here's a prompt. Actually, you know what? Let me just read it, and then I'll tell you what the prompt I put into ChatGPT was after the fact.
Yeah, let's do that.
So, okay. Once upon a time, there was a man named Conrad Werner who lived in the Mass Effect universe. He was just like any other ordinary man with a love for adventure and a passion for helping others. But one day, Conrad discovered seafood, and not just any seafood, crab specifically. He tried his first crab leg at a local seafood restaurant and was instantly hooked. The succulent, sweet meat was unlike anything he had tasted before. He was obsessed. From that day on, Conrad made it his mission to try every crab dish in the galaxy. He visited seaside restaurants, hunted for crab in murky waters, and even took part in local crab festivals. Everywhere he went, he couldn't stop talking about crab and raving about its delicious flavor. And then he discovered Crab Fest at Red Lobster. Crab Fest was an all-you-can-eat feast of crab legs, crab cakes, and crab-stuffed dishes. Conrad was in heaven. He ate so much crab he couldn't move from his seat, but he didn't care. He was completely enamored with seafood, and crab was his one true love. Conrad became known as the Crab Fest King, and he traveled the galaxy spreading the gospel of crab and spreading his love for seafood.
He would tell anyone who would listen about the joys of Crabfest and how they too could taste the sweet, succulent meat of crab for themselves. So come join Conrad and the rest of the crab-loving community at Crabfest at Red Lobster. Satisfy your crab cravings and indulge in the sweet, sweet meat of crab. It's a seafood lover's paradise and you won't want to miss it.
I love that Red Lobster still exists in the future. This also feels like something a teenager wrote for like a school project.
It literally just made an advertisement for Red Lobster.
Well, here's the prompt. Tell me a story about Conrad Werner from Mass Effect becoming horribly obsessed with seafood in the style of an advertisement for Crabfest at Red Lobster.
Yeah, that's so good.
Makes sense now.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah. Well, congratulations, Ed Boy. You are the big winner. Congratulations. I don't have like a fanfare or anything. Ta-da! Yay! Everybody's clapping. Good job. If ever we do get taken over by our AI overlords and we need somebody to figure out if that's actually human talking to us or not, then we're going to call you up. You'll be the...
That means Ed Boy will be a number one target for the AI.
Oof, we got to keep you safe, Ed Boy. Got to keep you safe. Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go back through everybody. If you do have a project, a side project that you want to shout out about, feel free to. If you don't, just say, thanks for being here. Just reach out to me on the Discord or something like that. But let's go back through everybody. We'll start with Genesis. Jen?
Yeah, I'm Genesis. I host two shows that are part of the Robots Radio Network, Two Girls, One Ship, about video game romances, and Cyberpunk, the Cyberpunk Lorecast, where we talk everything cyberpunk.
Yeah, go check it out. Anywhere you're listening to this, you can listen to those shows. So, or robotsradio.net. Thanks for joining us, Jen. Spectre J, you got anything going on?
No, nothing really, man. I'm just on Discord. If you ever see me on there, feel free to strike up a conversation. I'm cool. I like to talk.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us again.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Psych. I know you've got some stuff.
Absolutely. I also have two shows, one of which I'm the co-host on the MCU Lorecast, where we talk about Marvel movies and comic book lore. And then I'm a player on the Mass Effect Blue Shift tabletop RPG podcast. A lot of fun. We solve cases on the Citadel.
Awesome. Yeah, go check those shows out as well. Turbo Toboggan, you got anything going on? Thanks for being here.
I have nothing going on.
Nothing new. All right. Cool, man. Well, thanks for joining us.
Nothing new except for that incredible shirt he's wearing. He's wearing the Alliance Patreon shirt. I think that's from the last year's cycle.
It is. Yeah. Fancy stuff. Born to be N7, thanks for joining us as well. Do you have anything to share?
Yeah, I just want to explain my name and make sure I'm not stepping on N7's toes.
Oh, so you're fine. Go ahead.
The reason my name is born to be N7 is because my birthday is actually November 7th.
Oh, man. That's awesome.
No way. There's another member of this community who was also born on November 7th.
Wow.
So happy. I'll have to send out two birthday messages on November 7th now.
Awesome. Well, yeah, I just wanted to say that. And it was real weird because I never knew that until I played Mass Effect for the first time this past year.
That's cool.
So November 7th was the first time I'd ever even seen N7 Day or anything like that.
You're like, it's my birthday. Awesome. And it's an even bigger celebration for other stuff. That's so cool. That's great. Well, thanks for joining us. Ed Boy, congratulations again. You have anything you want to share?
I don't. Just on the Discord under Ed Boy. Glad to be here.
Yeah.
Well, first time doing anything like this.
Yeah, it was really nice talking with you and hanging out. And congratulations.
Thank you.
Luke the Duke, you got anything going on?
No, not really. Just I'm brand new here. Glad to be here and it was super fun.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. And good to talk with you as well. And then G-Man, you got anything?
Nah, I'm just G-Man in the Discord. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. This has been super fun. Thank you for putting up with our silly AI game show. I hope you had a lot of fun with it, as much fun as we did. Sam, you got anything you want to share before we head out?
Yeah, so I got approved for press access to Emerald City Comic Con, so I'll be at that in Seattle. If anyone sees me there, I guess you'd have to know my face. So if you watch the YouTube videos or Twitch channel and you know my face and you see me walking around there, don't be afraid to come up and say hi. And, you know me from the podcast or something.
Or just a guy in a big Volus costume. that's also going to be
right,
you.
Right. Right. You know, otherwise, if you come up and say hi and you don't say anything other than that, I'll be like, hi, and then keep walking because I won't know who you are.
Okay, weird, but hello.
So, but I'm very open to meeting everyone in the Mass Effect community. If you're going to Emerald City Comic Con in Seattle, so that's coming up here March 2nd through the 5th. That'll be a very fun. Other than that, I don't know if I'll be streaming. I don't think I'll be streaming. I won't have time to stream this week, but please do give me a follow because I'm coming up on the end of Mass Effect 2 very, very soon because of what we talked about before, Neutral Shepherd skipping all these things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Other than that, yeah, on Twitch, Twitter, at N7 The Legend. And I, like I said, I see some new faces here. So I'm very happy to see new people here. And hope we can connect in Discord later, maybe play some games together, maybe some Mass Effect multiplayer if there's a large enough group that wants to play.
Wow. Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah. So go check out the rest of the shows on the network. Some of these are hosts on the network as well. Everything you can find at robotsradio.net, including my other shows. And thank you for joining us. Thank you, chat, for being here. This has been a lot of fun. And we will be back next week. And until then, stay safe out there in that crazy universe with all the crazy theories floating around. We'll see you guys next time. Bye, everybody.
Thanks for tuning into the Mass Effect Lorecast. We'd love to hear your opinion and thoughts on the lore of Mass Effect. Reach out to us on Twitter at Mass Effect Cast or check out the Robots Radio Discord. Also, you can send us an email at masseffectlorecast@gmail.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.